me, how did you come across the role, first of all?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard about Gina Miller, obviously, like everybody else did during Brexit, and I was so in awe of her and impressed by what she was doing. But I also thought, who is this woman who cares so much about this kind of tiny pedantic issue, and good on her, but like, why would you put yourself through this? And also, I could see, like so many other people in public life, how much abuse she was getting, and that was terrifying. So again, I was thinking, my God, why would anyone do that to themselves? But I actually wanted to play her. I was really fascinated by her, but I didn't have an in, I didn't know anyone who knew her, so that sort of fell away, and various things happened in my life, and other work took priority. But then this wonderful play and this role suddenly appeared at the end of last year, and I got to audition for it, and I just couldn't believe that this journalist, Tim Walker, had written this play. He knows Gina Miller, and he's known her for many years, knows her very well, and obviously he's able to write from that point of view with more insight, and this is such a super role. I just couldn't believe my luck when I got the part.
If you went by the title alone, you'd be thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this isn't perhaps going to be the best snapshot of both Theresa May or Gina Miller. So what's the actual premise of the play?
Well, it's about two very stubborn, powerful women who are going at it, and individually they're in a system which is very male dominated, and also their idiosyncrasies and their way of doing things isn't quite accepted, so they are in a struggle right from the start within their own situations, and they end up having a courtroom battle, I suppose, you know, and fighting it out. And in the end, it is a tragedy for all the characters, and but it's a play for our times, I would say, in that it's looking also at the flaws in our system, and you know what a mess we're in, and it's looking at, you know, the corruption in our political system. And it's also looking at the role of the press and how influential some of the people in the press, some editors are. In this play, the Tim Walker's looking at Paul Dacre, the editor of the Mail, or the former editor of the Mail. The kind of influence, for better or for worse, in this case, that people like him have on the most powerful people in our country. And it's what I think a good play should do is it should educate, entertain, and move you. And I think this play does all three things.
I guess you want to stick pretty much to who Gina Miller is, but while putting your own, you know, your own stamp on her character.
Exactly. But also, it really is Tim Walker's version of Gina Miller. It's Tim Walker's version of Theresa May. It's Tim Walker's version of Paul Dacre. And, you know, it feels like that's quite explicit in the play. So I guess that's our get out of jail free card.
You don't feel too guilty.
And also, and then I can put my own stamp on things. And also, you know, I haven't met Gina Miller, and I bet if I met her, she'd be a lovely person. I've heard from people who have met her, including Tim, that she's a wonderful person. But watching that isn't necessarily interesting dramatically. So it's been fun to sort of push some of her idiosyncrasies. And, you know, in the play, there aren't any, no one's good or bad. They're all just people. And even the Paul Dacre character is, you know, they all have their flaws, and it's a psychological play. We sort of understand what these characters are going through and how the pressure of Brexit and everything is affecting them, and so it's more complex, the play, but it is ultimately a tragedy for all of the characters.
And do you think it's going to be as divisive as it was in real life on the stage?
Oh, I hope so, because, you know, it's great to get that conversation going from our production's point of view. But, yeah, I guess Tim has come out with a view on things in this play. You know, it's definitely, he's definitely taking a view on things. It's not, shall I say, quite as objective. It's not a documentary, and but he is coming out with a statement in this play. So it'll be interesting to see who agrees or doesn't agree, or what people like about the play or what they don't. But it's really a psychological battle between these two women, and it's a psychological battle within these women. They're battling their own demons, and they're battling their own they're battling the situation they're in, they're battling the men, they're battling misogyny, and you know, they are faced, everybody in the play is facing up to what the reality of Brexit is.
Do you get to explore when you're playing Gina Miller? Because she was vilified. Her face was on the front of said newspaper and quite a lot of other newspapers. You know, yeah. Do you get to show yes. how that affected yes. her as a person?
Exactly. There was a campaign to, you know, vilify her. We unleashed a culture during this Brexit debate and situation of allowing people with misogynist and racist views to openly say these things behind the privacy of social media. So, but a new kind of, it was like a new culture was created where people now can just say things, make death threats, pick on vulnerable people, and that was a huge change in the national conversation, the way the national conversation played out, which hadn't happened in this country before, to this extent. And we still see that very much happening now. I mean, we've had two MPs, two members of parliament murdered. We haven't had that before. So this is a different moment. We are in a different culture, and the press has a role to play. And I think this is why this play is important, because that's what this play is about. And in this play, yeah, we look at, Tim is looking at, the abuse that she faced that was kind of unprecedented.
Have you been able to give your own input if you disagree with something, or if you say, oh, I'm not sure I can play it that way? Is it quite flexible?
Well, our director, Stephen Unwin, has a wonderfully clear vision, and he's a very experienced theatre director. So he has been able to work with Tim Walker, the playwright, and he's been able to refine things and polish things. I did, obviously, have done lots of research, so I did speak to Tim about two little things, and he included them in the play. That was kind of fun and collaborative. So yeah, I've been learning on this as well, you know, about collaboration and yeah.
And how has it been rehearsing through COVID?
Very tricky and scary. I mean, as we speak, we're about to do the tech rehearsal and then dress rehearsal and then the run. And we are all pretty frightened about getting COVID because there isn't a backup plan. So, you know, we are careful, we wear masks, we test a lot, we sort of stay in a bubble. I don't go out that much, really. I'm a bit of a hermit now. And so it has been tricky. It's kind of phenomenal that we are here. This play has taken a long while to get to this point where we have actors in a rehearsal room, obviously because of the lockdown and COVID happening in 2020. Anything could happen at any moment. Let's put it like that.
It's opening night Thursday, isn't it? Boris has announced he's releasing the restrictions. So that's massive, being back in a theatre as well. And I remember watching Jamie and his play online, and it was just, it showed that it could be done, but it must be special getting back into the theatre.
So Jamie, my boyfriend, Jamie DeCourcy, he did a play for the Soho Theatre online. And it was a play conducted over Zoom live broadcast. And that was really fun, really interesting. So I was really thrilled for him that he could make something out of this terrible situation. But we are obviously, actors and, you know, the theatre community are absolutely thrilled that theatres are opening. But, you know, we're still very cautious and careful. And, you know, it is a risk.
So do you want to give it a plug?
Yes, my play, Bloody Difficult Women, which is a play about Theresa May and Gina Miller fighting it out during Brexit, is on at the Riverside Studios from the 24th of February to the 26th of March. So that's this Thursday it's starting, the 24th of February, and it's on at 7:30 p.m. and matinees on Thursdays and Saturdays, and there's a matinee on Sunday as well. Yeah, you can book online at theriversidestudios.co.uk.